98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
7 o'clock on the nose. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. We'll start with the Canada Post strike. Get that out of the way, shall we? Day 7 today, as the two sides work with a mediator to hopefully, fingers crossed, come to an agreement soon. Now, the feds say they're not getting involved with negotiations, but meanwhile, big time nerves across the country as Canadians run out of time to post their holiday cards and packages. This is also crippling for Service Canada. However, a bit of a turnaround here. So they now have over 85,000 passports that they can't mail out. However, if you're waiting on yours, you can now arrange to pick it up at your Service Canada office. From Ottawa, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing this morning a temporary GST relief for select items ahead of the holidays. So this starts today, and it's going to make things like diapers and children's clothing more affordable. The GST relief will also apply to all pre-prepared meals, but they've got to be hot pre-prepared meals. And now you know. On the ice, our Canucks are taking off on a road trip soon. They're playing this weekend, first game of the trip in Ottawa. That's Saturday, by the way. And finally, it's forecast to be an extra chilly winter, but that is absolutely not stopping British Columbians from hitting the slopes. And yeah, here we go with it. I mentioned Blackcomb opens today, tomorrow Whistler, but we've got more local mountains in action. Cypress opens tomorrow, but with limited runs. Really, it's only Cypress for now, though. Seymour and Grouse are saying soon, but they have not set an opening date just yet. On you too, get on board. And hey, wave weather, pretty tame today. Cloudy, chance of showers and a high of 10. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's cloudy and 7.
Oh,
40 years, there's been a holiday tradition in our country that could go by the wayside today. And I hate to say it, but it brought a tear to my eye when I saw this a moment ago. It's Wave 98.3. I'm TJ. And in light of the dragging on Canada Post strike, we're in day seven, Canada Post has announced that their Santa letter program may not happen this year. If you're not familiar, or just to get down to the some of the nitty-gritty details here, is that Canada Post has postal elves who basically sort through more than a million letters to Santa each year and then coordinate getting the responses from Santa in the North Pole back to Canada so these kids can have the delight of connecting with Santa and just that holiday magic, right? But now that Canada Post workers are on strike, so are the postal elves. And that means that kids may not be able to not only send the letters to Santa, but receive those back from the North Pole. Canada Post says, you know, this is impacting Canadians. Yes, it's impacting small businesses, but their ability to get mail to and from Santa in the North Pole is perhaps one of the more heartbreaking aspects.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise, it's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Feldazin from the Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by wave98.3.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. The Wave presents Michael Casehammer in the spirit of Christmas at the K-Meet Center for the Arts in West Van December 6th. Get your tickets at kmeet.com, then keep the spirit going with Holiday Magic. It's guitarist Steve Oliver and songstress Kat Levan doing all your holiday favorites at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock on December 6th. Those tickets available at bluefrogstudios.ca. Oh, this is exciting. Coming soon, the Shipyard's Christmas Market in North Vancouver. They're busy building the cabins and weaving the wreaths for the first annual Christmas Market on the North Shore. And the best part? It's free. There'll be over 75 vendors and you can get all the information at shipyardschristmasmarket.com. Opening day, November 29th. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca.
Thank you. run by you. Some things look better, baby, just passing through.
Cole Harbour to Kitsilano, the seawall's got your view, but we've got your rhythm. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. We'll be right back.
partly raining and 7 degrees on the coast. And it's Wave 98.3. That was Cindy Bradley with Massive Transit. What a jam, hey? And more jams to come this morning. I'll take care of things through till 10. However, warning, we are going to slow things down a little bit with Simply Red in a moment. And hey, I'm your girl TJ, by the way, taking care of things this morning, including details on the commute. Burnaby, you've got the hot spot with a 2-car crash. It's on Royal Oak at Kingsway. And actually, it's a bit more dramatic than that. Royal Oak is now blocked both ways by police until further notice. Also, I'll throw in two BC Ferries. Very busy from Tawasin to Swartz Bay this morning. 2 to 3 sailing wakes, just so you get how serious I mean. Good luck with that. You're Simply Red.
Like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited. Children.
Mark Hasselbeck on the waves. That one was called Rockin' the Rib Joint. Love it. Creeping up on 7:30 this morning. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves on the West Coast. So from the RCMP this morning, we hear that body cams will be rolled out today throughout the province. This is a pretty controversial program, but here we go with it. Officers will be required to turn the cameras on when they're responding to calls or generally dealing with the public. Meanwhile, the aftermath of the bomb cyclone may be over here in Metro Vancouver, but over on Vancouver Island, I was just checking in with BC Hydro. More than 30,000 there are still without power, mostly on the northern end of Vancouver Island, where the winds reached as high as 170 k an hour. Wow. In sports, Canucks are starting a road trip this weekend, so Saturday, game one in Ottawa. But guess who will be joining them on the road trip? Our number one goalie, Patrick Demko. He's been injured and off the ice since game one of the Stanley Cup playoffs earlier this year. And before you get too excited, he's not confirmed or scheduled to play on this upcoming road trip, but at least he's on it. Anything could happen. Demko especially sharing that his return is coming soon. And in Toronto, big night. Taylor Swift wrapping up her 6-concert stretch in Toronto with 3 more shows. So tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And that means that Vancouver's next. It's the biggest concert on the planet. It'll take over BC Place and honestly, our entire city, December 6th, 7th, and 8th. And with that, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour will come to an end after 2 years, 5 continents, and more than 150 shows. And check it out. Whoa. It grossed more than $1 billion, making it the highest grossing tour of all time. And finally, how do you feel about hearing the forecast while Smokey Robinson plays softly in the background? You feel good about that? Good. Mostly cloudy today. Chance of showers and a high of 10. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 7.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
98.3.
That was Kim Scott on the Wave with Off the Top. Love a bit of flute action on the morning show. She's one of my faves too. I'm TJ. It's 7:41 and happy Thursday. One more sleep until Rogers Arena gets full to the brim with fans of this guy.
Gonna be some sweet songs coming down the night shift.
The boss is in town, guys. I was just checking in with Ticketmaster, so it looks like the whole show sold out because it's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band 2024 tour. but there are some verified resale tickets, so check it out. I did some little hunting down here. Looks like they're all verified resale tickets. The cheapest ones are quote-unquote nosebleeds, and they're $330, so $330. And then as you rise from there, the absolute best seats in the house for Bruce Springsteen tomorrow night at Rogers Arena. This is just for certain folks, but floor section, one ticket is $2,380.
Tara Jean in the morning, Wave 98.3.
Hi, I'm Amanda Burrows, downtown Eastside, at the site of the First United building redevelopment. Every day I look up, the sky looks brighter, because every day I look up, First United is closer to completion. I want to thank you if you've made a donation already. And if you're still thinking about making a donation in the future, just think of all the futures you'll be donating to. Go to firstunited.ca and make a donation to help. It's a lot more than a building we're building at First United.
Elevate your holiday spirit at Shipyard's Christmas Market, November 29th to December 24th. Shop unique artisanal gifts, enjoy festive music, skate on the ice rink, and come hungry. Admission is free for this family-friendly event. Visit shipyardschristmasmarket.com.
automatic cool with Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Taking us to church there was Steal Away on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. And on this Thursday morning, tracking BC ferries for you because, man, is it busy. To Wasson to Swartz Bay, pretty much every sailing that's left so far has been 100% full. And right now, the 9 and the 11 are full. And the next sailing is a possible sailing wait. Yikes. But you don't have to worry about that. You have a reservation, don't you? You do, right? 7:50 on the coast. Prime Minister Trudeau making a big announcement right now from Ottawa. It'll help maybe you save some money. Details at the top of the hour.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Curious about the Canada Post strike? You and everybody else? I'm TJ, that and more making waves on the West Coast, but we'll unpack that first. The two sides are at work with a mediator still, hoping to come to a contract agreement, Canada Post and the union. The feds say they're not getting involved with negotiations, but meanwhile, a lot of Canadians are starting to panic about not being able to post their holiday cards and their packages. This is also a real struggle for Service Canada. They now have over 85,000 passports they can't mail out, like brand new ones. If you're waiting on yours, you can now arrange to pick it up through your Service Canada office. A little bit of pivoting going on there. From Ottawa this morning, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced a temporary GST relief. So this is for select items ahead of the holidays, just to take the edge off for some families. It starts today, and it will make things like diapers and children's clothing more affordable. The GST relief will also apply to all pre-prepared hot meals. Meanwhile, on the ice, our Canucks are taking off on a road trip this weekend. First game's in Ottawa on Saturday. And ahead of that, some personal news to celebrate from Canuck winger Connor Garland. Love him. He and his wife have brought home a brand new baby.
Love it.
So she was in labor during Tuesday night's Canucks game against the Rangers. And we hear that Connor rushed out to be with her immediately after the game. And finally, it's forecast to be an extra chilly winter, but that's really not stopping British Columbians from hitting the slopes. And soon, here we go. Today, Blackcomb opened. Tomorrow, Whistler. Cypress opens tomorrow, but keep in mind, it's just with limited runs. And we still haven't been given a set date for opening at Seymour and Grouse, but we're definitely getting into the season. Love it. I'm a skier. How about you? Although I say that and I haven't been on the mountain in a couple of years. Maybe this year's the year. I don't think I'm going to try a board ever, though. Well, now that I said it, I have to. And wave weather. Cloudy and chance of showers today with a high of 10. Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's cloudy and 7 with Chicago.